What a weekend. What a weekend. Morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Ian.
I was just saying there, it's like as if it's last week's script. What a weekend. Again, the season that keeps giving, the All-Ireland hurling finalists decided.
Ian, I can't wait for the 13th of December. The All-Ireland final. Limerick v. Waterford for the first time ever. Tastier than red lead in a blah in Nancy's. Limerick, Nicky Quaid effing, Dermot Burns, Patrick's Well, all 6 feet 5 inches of you, boy. Tom Morrissey a hand, 5 points from play, Peter Casey na Piercic. You boys are chiseling yourselves into the Mount Rushmore of Limerick hurling. Even when Galway's Evan Nyland launched 2 long-range missiles so far, I think they came from Claren Bridge. It wasn't enough. Joe Canning, get well soon, boy. And then, there was Waterford. 9 points down to the Cats after 31 minutes. Those blaheads crawled their way through a river of shellacky bookies to bring it home. One man brought me to my knees, not for the first time. Austin Gleeson. Mount Sign. They said Austin was dead and buried. Yesterday, a newspaper article by Cats legend Jackie Tyrrell went viral for the second time. The headline, Whatever Happened to Austin Gleeson? I like to think that Austin was thinking of Jackie as he finished off Kilkenny with his final majestic point. Some birds just weren't meant to be caged. Waterford, 227. Kilkenny, 223. The Dacia are back. There's a beautiful bar in Waterford called Jeff's. I'd like to visit it again sometime. I don't know if it's a wet pub or a dry pub, but if it's dry, mine's a bottle of Phoenix and a Ritz for the Lack Boy. 1959. A great man once said, if Waterford ever win in All-Ireland, I'll ride me horse buck naked down the quays. John Milan, it's your call. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I love the GAA.